Rocky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
Hey, looky here. Just subscribe, or if you haven't subscribed already, if you have, we appreciate it. Do not unsubscribe. Thank you. And tell people about our podcast.
Yeah, even if you don't want to listen anymore, don't unsubscribe.
Even if you hate us, just subscribe and just...
And then walk away.
Mute notifications. Just subscribe.
Really? It's okay.
Yeah, we don't care.
But we do appreciate you listening.
Yeah, we do.
Also, and it always, it's funny because whenever somebody comes up to me and says, okay, so you guys were talking about blah, 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 I'm like, oh my God, you listened. That's so nice. Like,
what's wrong with
thank
you?
Thank you. Big thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union. Boy, with the weather like it is, you start looking at things. Like, I'm already looking at my yard and I'm going, I need to mow. we need to fix this. I need to fix that. You know, you start looking at things outside. You were looking at things inside.
That didn't make it through the windstorm last weekend or the winter.
Oh, my gosh. So home equity loan, possibly. Maybe a line of credit. Centris Federal Credit Union can help you out with that. Make that turn from, gosh, I need to fix this, to, okay, I got a plan. So with that home equity loan or line of credit, you could use the equity in your home to cross off the items on your wish list. Just drop by any one of the Centris 15 branch locations. You can call them. You can jump online. Federally insured and CUA, equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000. We mowed for the first time last night. The front yard needed it. We didn't do the backyard.
My front yard actually looks decent. It looks good. Like, it's like, I'm just going to leave. My backyard is looking like a bad haircut.
Our front yard looked like a 45-year-old bowler who doesn't want to shave his head because he's going bald. Yeah.
It's like there's places where it's growing really well. Like, that would be the equivalent of that. That would be my yard's nose hair. Mm-hmm. And then there's my yard's ear hair is over there. And then we've got the bald patch.
Can you tell where I know you have somebody that picks up the poop, but can you tell where, like, the dogs kind of poop? Like, it's a little more fertilized.
You can tell where they pee.
Yeah.
Because it's yellow.
Yeah.
And so, in Jack... saturates. I mean,
he's not like a horse.
He has a favorite spot, which is, it's kind of weird. It's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because horses, like, if you have stalls, some horses always pee or poop in exactly the same place. Like, they either back into a corner. There's always the one horse that always pees in his water bucket. Does not, without fail.
Just like human beings, there's
always... pee in their water bucket. You walk out in the morning to get them fresh food, and you're like...
And horses are really smart. Like, wouldn't you think that the first time you do that, like, that tastes terrible?
I would think it's a protest. It might be a protest. Kind of like if your cat poops on your pillow.
Yeah.
That's a protest. Or if he leaves some.
I've had Molly's pooped on my pillow before.
That's a protest.
It's a message.
It's just, you figure out what the message is.
Oh, I know what the message is.
But yeah, Jack is real good. Teddy just kind of, he usually goes off in one corner that you can't see from the window. Like, I see him tearing vroom across the yard because he's going to his spot to go poop. And he faces the wall when he poops. He doesn't look at, he's not facing, he's like, he doesn't care if anybody's behind him. He's looking straight at the wall.
He doesn't want to make eye contact with somebody.
He doesn't want to look at you while he's pooping.
I wouldn't want anybody to look at me when I'm pooping either. So I'm with Teddy.
So anyway, yeah, so the yard is looking really rough.
It was fun. I've mowed a yard in I don't know how long because my brother's company did it forever. So this is our first year we're doing it, and it was nice. Uh-huh. Good exercise. We picked up some sticks.
This is like the first workout.
It was.
You're like, God, that felt good.
I was sweating for 30 minutes after too.
So we'll have to check in with you in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
After I call my brother back and tell him to please start mowing our yard again.
Oh, no, I'm not mowing.
Yeah. No?
I stopped that right away. Oh, my God, that's funny. All right, so I had an email I wanted to get to this morning, and I thought it was very funny, as a matter of fact, because somebody, speaking of listening, wrote in and said, just listen to your latest episode, 2024, number 62.
Ooh, that was literally our latest episode.
Literally.
It was yesterday's.
And it says, lots to unpack here. Okay, so first off, number one, this is from Steve Bellingham.
Hey, Steve.
Halloween isn't stupid, Pat. It's awesome. I'm one of those people that decorate my yard for every year for Halloween. I live in, like, cul-de-sacs, and unfortunately, I'm the only house that goes big with decorating. But everyone loves it, and the kids and the adults are both in that. So, yes, I go scary, not gory, but scary. And no, Europe does not do Halloween like we do. They don't have the animatronics, it goes deep, the animatronics and all the decorations we have. I am in several Halloween groups on Facebook. I already like you, Steve. And the ones from overseas are jealous of our Halloween.
I can see that.
Halloween is one of my favorites. really, when it comes to decorations, I would say Halloween is
it's more fun than Christmas decorations outside. And my brother is a huge, I didn't even think about it till Steve just mentioned it. My brother's a huge Halloween guy and does a haunted house in his garage and has the parents have shooter trick-or-treats, like all that kind of stuff. So it's fun.
There's parents and kids stuff going on.
Yeah,
all
the time.
Yep. Everybody enjoys it. He's the guy on the street that does it. And if you missed yesterday's episode, per chance, this was because somebody posted something about, for people that don't live in the United States or aren't Americans, what are things that the Americans do, whatever, that weird you out or you think is weird?
Yeah.
Right? And so there was a lot. Another one had to do with our passion for bottled water.
Yeah.
That's number two on his list.
Let me say something real quick to Steve. So Steve, I've always wondered this about, well, all holidays, that people that really go over the top and decorate. I love the passion. But like the day after the holiday, you're like, oh my God, why did I do this? Now it takes so much time to put it away, make sure it's organized right. And like the anticipation is fun and the doing it is awesome.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, the cleanup's got to suck.
I hate taking down decorations. So,
hate it.
So I hardly do any decorations in the house anymore. First off, because it's a battle with the cats, because it's something new when you put something out.
Yeah.
And they have to check it out and they have to push it around.
Right.
But now the outside decorations, I do have somebody come put my outside decorations up. And I had new people this year. They did a great job. Put them up. But then we had that real cold snap in January. So they stayed up well into February. And I was like, you got to get these down.
Like we will, lady, when we don't freeze our nuts off.
It's after Valentine's Day. The Christmas decorations have got to go. But it was Mother Nature was fighting us, for sure. Mother Nature was fighting us. So anyway, so Steve goes on, depending on where you live in the country, city water can taste wildly different. I grew up in Michigan, he says. We had a well. It was super cold and delicious. Moved to Nebraska. The city water did not taste good. Our water now, he's in Virginia, has so much chlorine in it, you can actually smell it. And so 10 out of 10 would not recommend drinking it unless it's been filtered. Okay. So it does kind of depend. And depending on your sensitivities, you may be able to smell things in the water that other people don't or taste things that other people don't. So what may taste good or fine to somebody else, it may still taste weird to you. And I think our city water tastes weird. So that's just me. That's why
I must have had random like mystery, didn't know I had COVID because I don't smell anything anymore. Like I've told you this before that I have to go toot in the basement because Beth's like, I don't know how you can't smell that. I had somebody at work the other day. There was something that smelled bad in the kitchen. They're like, how can you stand by that trash can? It stinks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I couldn't smell it. So maybe I can't taste things as well. Maybe I'm just.
Like, can you smell smoke if the house is on fire?
Mm-hmm. There are certain things I can smell. I can smell randomly pizza. I can smell smoke. I just can't smell BO, farts. I can smell rotten milk. So it's weird.
So the water thing, that brings me back because of the fact that you haven't changed your filter in 19 years. It may smell awful and you don't know it.
Beth would know.
You don't use that.
Ooh, I just thought of something. I wonder if the ice for the ice machine goes through that filter.
Yeah.
Oopsies. Okay, we better change.
You might want to change it.
Anyway, going to start growing antlers at our house.
Anyway, back to Steve. Anyway, he goes on. Number three was the bidet.
Oh, please, Steve.
He's 10 out of 10, fully recommend.
Good. That's what I'm thinking.
All three of our toilets have a bidet. They have two sprayers, one for the ladies and the second one that hits back a little further. Okay. And no, it does not just wildly spray everywhere. That was your comment. It's directed. You just have to move a little bit to get everything covered.
Okay.
You can kind of tell where everything is. Just a little adjustment.
It's like a car wash.
And then a little toilet paper to kind of dry off. Great for when you have to prepare for a colonoscopy.
Okay. You know who would like this would be DB, because he'd always time his poops before his shower. And sometimes if it didn't work out.
I had one or something. It was, I can't remember what the deal was.
He bought it from me. Yeah. And you never used it, I don't think.
No, it was in the box.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't, I don't know if it was wrong for the kind of toilet I had or whatever it was. He bought it.
Yeah.
So he must have one now.
Yeah.
Last we knew. All right. Anyway, cheese is number four.
Okay.
Don't most real cheeses come from Europe?
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Good point. Go to the real cheese section in the grocery store. That's not the one where it's hanging up in packages. The real cheese part of the grocery store, like in the deli, where they have all the different kinds of cheeses, most of them are from Europe.
So was the comment in that list you read, was it that we eat so much cheese?
We eat
so maybe they don't put cheese on everything like we do.
I don't know. He did point out we do have a monopoly on processed cheese.
That is fair. That is accurate.
We are the king of Velveeta.
But it is the most delicious cheese.
I know. So to wrap it up, Halloween is awesome. Taste of water is dependent on where you live. Bidets are awesome. And cheese, love the show.
Okay.
So thank you, Steve.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
I don't know if we need to add anything more to this. Did you have anything else you wanted to throw in today?
I don't think so. I mean,
okay.
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. No, I did. Really quick.
Yeah.
It's randomly about a mice on a computer.
I thought you meant real mice.
No, okay. I was like, here. So when you calibrate your mouse rolly thing to scroll up and down, or your pad on your Mac, you use your two fingers to scroll up and down. When you pull down, I think we've talked about this before. When you pull down, does the screen go up or down? Like when you swipe down, roll down?
If I'm, okay, my mouse and the Apple are calibrated different.
What's on your Mac?
So on the Mac, when I pull this down, it goes down the page.
Okay,
down the page. So I'm starting at the top, and when I pull down, it goes down to the bottom of the page.
And that's how it should be.
That's how it should be, as far as I'm concerned.
And what about the rolly thing on the other mouse?
It's same? The opposite.
Yeah, you're right. Mine is too. No.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, it is the opposite.
Because this was incredibly hard for me to get my head around when I started because
mine is
they're
the same.
Opposite.
Mine's the same. It's hard for me to... remember, because it's just out of, but mine are the same. I can't believe that people have their mouse pad on the Mac calibrated so when they go up, it goes down. The page goes down. I don't know how they do that.
I know it well, and see, and that's the annoying thing about Apple to me is that everything it's like the whole beta VHS debate from 1986,
yeah.
Where one was way better than the other, but the other one had better marketing. And so the way better version went away, beta.
Yeah.
And we ended up with VHS, right? So Apple did everything just a little different than the way Windows is set up. So instead of closing the window on the right side of the screen, you close it on the left. So instead of scrolling up, you scroll down. It drives me crazy. So they had to be just a little different. And now the plugs don't work. You can't share plugs because it's the same size as the plug on my Android phone, but I can't plug it into my phone. It won't charge.
I did not think that I would like Macs more than PCs, but I do now.
I don't know if I like either better.
Yeah. Well, it's not like either.
I'm done.
Okay.
That's
all
I got.
Steve, thank you for your email. And thank you guys for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And have a great day. See you guys tomorrow.
Pat and JT Podcast. Huda Media Production.